Every year, I make a list of my favorite films from the previous year. I do it later than almost anyone else because I need to allow time for the end-of-the-year releases to make it to my neck of the woods. This was an especially difficult list to make this time because there were too many good movies. A lot of films intended for release in 2020 were delayed until 2021, so when you add all those to the actual 2021 films, you get more good ones than usual. Today I've got three titles for you because that's all we have time for. The full list will eventually go up on the Flix podcast at kxci.org. The Works and Days is in a category by itself. I didn't review it on the show, and I'm not sure I will because it's not easy to find, but I can't ignore it either. The full title is The Works and Days of Teoki Shiojiri in the Shiotani Basin. It covers a year in the life of an extended farm family and their neighbors in a mountain village of rural Japan. Teoko is a central figure who performs numerous chores on her little farm, while her husband, who has fallen ill, likes to drink with his friends and watch matches of Go, the board game, on TV. Teoko occasionally narrates from her diary, but the point of view is omniscient, and we follow a lot of people other than her. The picture is directed by CW Winner and Anders Edström, an American and a Swede, which might seem odd for a Japanese film until you learn that Teoko is Edström's mother-in-law. There's a famous wisecrack that film students may have heard. If I wanted realism, I'd look out the window. Well, this is the film that looks out the window, and it's beautiful. In every frame, we see the everyday, and it's all real in a sense that's more pure than I can describe. The daily tasks, the natural world surrounding, conversations mostly casual but some meaningful. It's not hermetic. This is modern Japan with cars and refrigerators and so forth, but it's not at all like watching a story. This is to enter a stream of experience. The running time of The Works and Days is 8 hours, and I realize most people won't watch it. That's okay. I watched it, and I was enraptured. The Father, written and directed by Florian Zeller, is the story of a man, a father, gradually succumbing to dementia. A fairly common story, you might think, but the way the story is told is devastating. Through puzzling twists and turns in the dialogue, along with brilliant effects of scenery and perspective, the film depicts dementia from the sufferer's point of view. The one ingredient that makes it incredibly powerful is Anthony Hopkins in the title role. He absolutely nails this part, conveying the anger, confusion, denial, fear, and helplessness. The father doesn't condescend to pity. The style seeks to replicate instead the ruthlessness of the disease. And the ending is unforgettably heartbreaking, just the same. Mangrove is the first film in British director Steve McQueen's epic collection Small Axe. It tells the true story of a London restaurant called The Mangrove, a center for the West Indian community of London in the late 60s. It becomes the target of racist harassment by the London police, resulting in a trial in which black citizens of the UK seek to assert their rights. McQueen conveys the sights, tastes, and sounds of his characters in a masterful portrait of resistance and resilience, in the most politically impactful fiction film of the year. And there you are. I wish you all the best in 2022 and a healthy return to watching movies in theaters.